Ya Allah. Footnote. The phrase Ya Allah literally means O Allah. It is used here to invoke the help of Allah. End footnote. The plight of the Muslims, the sorry state of Islam, and an announcement regarding some other important matters. Footnote. Note by Hazrat Mulana Jalaluddin Shams, Rizullah Anhu. This announcement was not part of the first and second Urdu printings of 1882 and 1900, but was added in the third printing of 1905. End footnote. These days the signs of the sorry state of Islam and the calamities befalling the resolute religion of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam are so evident as have no parallel at any time since the advent of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What indeed would be a greater calamity than seeing complete indifference on the part of the Muslims towards their faith, while their opponents are seen all around actively propagating the message of their religions? Consequently, the door to apostasy and adherence to false beliefs is opening wider and wider, and people continue to leave Islam in hordes to embrace unholy doctrines. What a pity that our opponents, whose corrupt beliefs are demonstrated false, are busy in propagating their own religion day and night, so much so that in Europe and America, even widows make contributions to the cause of Christianity. Further, many people at the time of their death bequeath a specific portion of their inheritance for the sole purpose of spreading the message of Christianity, whereas the condition of the Muslims is regrettable beyond words. Their negligence has reached such an extent that not only do they themselves have no concern for their faith, but they also regard those who are sincerely devoted to it with suspicion. Consider what an opportunity it was for expressing religious concern, and what an important occasion it was for their service concerning the book, Brahine Ahmadiyya, in which the divine origin of Islam has been established with 300 incontrovertible arguments, and the false doctrines of all the opponents are destroyed root and branch in such a way that they, so to speak, are slaughtered and will never again be revived. Besides, a few Muslims of high resolve, through whose support the first two parts and a portion of the third have been published, the contributions which others made were so meagre that rather than describing them, it is better to say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Surely to Allah we belong, and to Him shall we return. Footnote. O brothers in faith, why do you not pay attention? I have beseeched you, but you remain unmoved. I have warned you, but you do not take heed. Listen, servants of God, listen, help, and you will be rewarded and raised among the helpers of God. You will be shown mercy in both worlds and granted the abode of the truthful. May Allah have mercy on us and on all of you. He is our master. What an excellent master, and what an excellent helper. End footnote. If people do not pay heed even now, then I can only implore Ar-Rahmur Rahimin, the one who is the most merciful of all those who show mercy. His noble promises are my sole consolation. Here it should also be mentioned that this book initially comprised only 30 to 35 juzv. Footnote. A juzv comprises 16 pages, end footnote, that were subsequently extended to 100 juzv. Also, the price was fixed at 10 rupees for Muslims in general and 25 for non-Muslims and affluent ones. But now, in order to make the research more comprehensive and the arguments more conclusive, it has been extended to 300 juzv. In view of the additional expenses, it was considered necessary that the price in the future should be set at 100 rupees. However, considering the apathy of the masses, it was deemed advisable that the negligible price set earlier should be permanently fixed for the future, so that people are not burdened beyond their capacity. However, buyers will not be entitled to rightfully demand those sections of the book for which they have not paid. Whatever they receive in excess of their payment will be sent to them, as a free gift, for the sake of Allah, and only those will get its reward who support this cause solely for the sake of Allah. Let it be clear that this task can no longer be accomplished through the support of merely those who, being buyers, are eager for it to be published. Rather, at this time we require support from several men of high resolve who have a real and true enthusiasm in their hearts due to their high-mindedness for defending their religion and whose inestimable faith cannot be confined to mere give and take, but who desire to win everlasting paradise in exchange for their wealth. and that is Allah's grace. He bestows it upon whomsoever He pleases. I will now conclude this submission with the prayer, O benevolent God, turn the full attention of your sincere servants towards this cause. O gracious and merciful One, remind them of it yourself. O all-powerful and mighty One, you yourself inspire their hearts. Ameen, again, Ameen, and we place our trust in our Lord, the Lord of the heavens and the earth, Lord of all the worlds. A notice. At this time, due to the lack of space, I have not mentioned the names of those who paid for the book in advance, or who donated solely for the sake of Allah. Some friends are also of the opinion that it is not necessary to mention their names. In any case, in part 4, I shall do as the majority sees fit. Humbly, Mirza Ghulam Ahmed. An apology. This time the delay of almost 2 years in the publication of part 3 may have greatly disappointed many buyers and readers, but let it be clear that the entire delay was on account of certain constraints on the part of the manager of Safir-e-Hind, in whose press the book is being printed. Humbly, Mirza Ghulam Ahmed. May Allah forgive him.